Woo!
Thank
Oh,
you.
thank you so much. That was wonderful. Hey, James, do you want to switch that mic-a-roo around again? We've got to hear the bass player.
Thank you.
There we go. All right. I think that was actually the first bass guitar I've actually had in the studio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not
Repping
that.
The bass, Wes.
Yay. Yeah, I don't often see an acoustic bass, so that's lovely.
I don't often play one.
Yeah.
There is.
This is very unusual for us.
Look
This
at that dust. That's actual 2015 dust.
Yeah. That is an impressive dust patch there. How many bass guitars do you have?
I think I've got six. I've got
Six.
four in Australia
Six.
and two that I left at home in
And
Ireland.
you give Tom
Okay.
shit for all of his guitars.
He buys six a month.
This is true.
Well, fair enough. I'd give him shit for that too.
Yeah, we do.
Well, how many guitars do you own?
I've got two, three acoustics, and I've got one electric.
Only one electric.
Yeah. I've had it
The
since
one
I
that sounds good, that's the one she has.
True, true, true.
I've had it since I was maybe 18 or 19.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and I've just kept using it.
Yeah. Well, when
I
you
really
find a
like
good
it.
one,
Yeah.
stick
I'd
to
be so
it.
sad to, yeah, to lose it all.
Yeah. I've actually still got my first guitar that I had when I was 10.
Oh, nice.
It's completely ruined. It's unplayable.
What is it? What sort of guitar is it?
I can't even remember.
Acoustic or?
Yeah, it's an acoustic. It lives in this. My father's a woodworker and he crafted a handmade
Oh,
case for it.
that's awesome.
It's ridiculously heavy. Like,
So when you were 10, you're like
yeah, it's like carrying an amp. It's just so heavy, but it's beautiful. But I found out it only fits that one guitar. He made it really tight, so I can't actually use it for any other guitar. So I'm like, well, I can't get rid of the case because, you know, and I
No.
can't get rid of the guitar, but its entire neck is kind of moved
You need
forward.
to get
And
that all fixed up and give it a new life.
I think it's way past fixed point. No. Yeah, no. So yeah, first instruments, always keep them. Do you have your first bass? Is it in Ireland?
It's in Ireland, yeah. I actually bought it one night when I was pissed, and I woke up.
Good call, good call.
Yeah, I woke up in the morning with a bass guitar beside my bed, and I was like, "How did that happen?"
Do the music shops stay open really late, or is this a
No, I
day
bought
job?
it actually in a taxi.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I bought it in a taxi off a friend, and I'd never played bass before that. I played guitar a little bit, and I was filled in the next day that he said he was selling his bass to fund buying another bass. I was like, I could try playing bass, and I bought it off him.
There you go.
Oh,
Career
who's built the
started.
That's it, pretty much.
Well, that's an excellent story.
Jason Cardy, shout out.
If he's listening, is he
He's
in Ireland?
in New York now, actually.
Oh, okay. There we go. Everyone's a jet setter from Ireland, apparently. Oh, well, thank you so much, Wes and Loz, for coming in today. And that was a beautiful song. I can't wait to hear that recorded. Hopefully, that's on the cards.
Yeah, maybe.
And yeah. Oh, before we go, we got to talk. We can catch you guys tonight.
Oh, yes. Come to the Bearded Lady tonight. Doors at 8. We're playing with the Schwifties. The Schwifties. And Lip Cinder, a three-piece all-woman band from the Sunny Coast.
Okay.
Sound really cool. Yeah.
Have you played with them before? Any
No.
of those bands?
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I haven't heard of those ones, so we'll have to.
Yes. No, it'll be good. Come along.
All right. Bearded Lady tonight.
Yep.
Catch the Mud Shadows. Once again, thank you for coming
Thank
in.
you for having us.